They're amazing because we hear Jesus praying to God. We listen to each other praying all the time, don't we? But now, this afternoon, we get to listen to Jesus praying. And guess who he's praying for? He's praying to God, you're absolutely right, but for his friends, the disciples. And we learn that as he prays for his friends, God protected his friends then so that we can be friends with God now. And it's brilliant. So we need both ears on this one. So can you grab one ear? And I grab the other ear as well. We want both ears. So we have to listen really well. And then we're going to just ask for God's help as we do it. So should we shut our eyes and pray? And that just helps us get ready to listen to God's word, doesn't it? So should we listen? Heavenly Father, thank you. You speak to us through your words. We pray you'd help us to listen to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Brilliant. Now, Noah, I'm going to give you a mic. You hold that. And grown-ups, again, we're in John chapter 17, page 1085. Chapter 17, a slightly abridged version from verse 6. So, Noah, shall I hold that for you there? Okay, let's all listen to Noah. He's reading God's words right now. Let's have a listen.
I have revealed you to those whom have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. No one has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Noah. Good reading. We're just going to spend a few minutes now having a think about what those words mean. Now, first thing, a question. Put your hands up if you love getting presents from your friends. Oh, a few parents. I was going to say, right, that's knock you off the Christmas list. We love getting presents from our friends, don't we? Put your hands up. You did have your birthday very recently. You too, my goodness, it's birthday central. Put your hands up if you love giving presents to your friends. Yeah, we do, don't we? Picking things that they like, giving them a gift. It is all tremendous fun. And Jesus gave his friends something too. Did you hear the words Noah read? Verse 8, he said, I gave them the words you gave me. I gave them the words you gave me. That was the present Jesus gave his friends. He gave them God's words. And do you want to know why? Think of all the things Jesus could have given his friends. He gave them God's words because they're the best possible way to know God. It is fantastic he did that. Now, it's a bit like this. Hands up. Who is this on the screen? There he is. Who's that? Spider-Man. What? So you know him?
Yeah.
You do? Brilliant. So you know all about him. Great. Are you at school with him?
I'm at school.
You're not at school with him? How do you know him?
I don't know.
What's it?
Oh,
you just know his name. So you don't really know him? Oh, he's from comics.
TV.
Okay, from TV. Okay, brilliant. What's his favourite food?
Spiders.
Good answer. Brilliant. Well, I don't know if he does. So you don't seem to know too much about him at all. The way to get to know Spider-Man, hey, juniors, let's be really quiet while Daddy's talking. I've just given away, it's one of mine. You try and listen when Daddy's talking. Okay, well done. Brilliant, because we would know Spider-Man really well, wouldn't we, if he wrote us a letter. And it just turns out he has written here to his number one fan who comes to Christchurch. He's written a letter to Graham. Look at this. So Graham, here we go. Have a read. I never knew it, but the microphone's there. Just read us out. What's Spider-Man written to his number one fan?
Spider-Man likes spiders.
He loves spiders. He likes being a big spider. What does it say? This is amazing. A letter from Spider-Man. Brilliant. I should have checked with you first, Graham, but I know you're a good sport.
Rightly stitched up. Dear Graham, my number one fan, how are you?
He knows it. Listen up.
I am really well, but very busy keeping people out of trouble. You know how it is, with great power and all that. I'm going on holiday in 2 weeks. I can't wait. I love swimming, surfing, and scoffing ice cream. I'll send you a selfie.
Nice.
On the plane, I'm going to watch Incredibles 2 to try and get some tips about being a hero. Hope to see you soon. Love, Spider-Man.
Look at that.
There's a kiss on there as well.
Look at that. What's his number one fan? So, we now know, don't we, that through Spider-Man writing his letter, he loves surfing, he loves scoffing ice creams. And what movie is he going to go and watch soon? Incredibles 2, of course he is. Spider-Man's words mean that we can know him. And so Jesus gave his friends God's words so that they can know God. Now that is amazing, because you know what that means? It means whenever you guys come to church, whenever grown-ups you come to church, whenever you go through to your groups, waddlers and scramblers and explorers, whenever you stay in church for the sermon, whenever mummy and daddy say, right guys, just before we go and brush our teeth and go to bed, we're going to get the Bible out and we're going to hear what God says before bedtime. Whenever we grown-ups manage to have a quiet time on the commute and we're squeezing it in the busyness of a day, we are listening to God's words. It means we're getting to know him too. That is fantastic, isn't it? It's not like a boring book club. We're getting to know God even better than Graham will get to know Spider-Man. But there was a massive problem in the words that Noah read to us, because Jesus was going back to his father, but his friends weren't going with him. And so they had a job to do, but they're thinking, hang on, if there's no more Jesus, no more God's words. How is anyone going to know God? Well, Jesus prayed that God would protect his friends then so that we can be friends with God now. The key word in there is that he was going to protect them. Right, I could do with a couple of volunteers. Hands up if you'd like to be a volunteer. Brilliant. That was very quick. Up you come. That's very bold. I think you're a Darcy as well, aren't you? Up you come, Darcy. Now, if mummy and daddy say to you, it is very important you put this on, they want to protect you from the snow, of course. If it's really cold, they give you a really nice woolly hat. Very, very smart. Now, another volunteer. Brilliant. Yeah, another bold hand. Up you come. Now, if it's raining outside, what might mummy and daddy give you to protect you?
Umbrella.
An umbrella. Brilliant. Just to prove we're not superstitious either. Up we go. There we go. You'd put that up, wouldn't you? That would keep you dry. Should say other estate agents are available. Look at that free advertising. Look at that. Right, you'd stay nice and dry. You'd stay nice and warm. But hang on a minute. Jesus said his friends needed protecting. Do you know what? Back then in first century Palestine, just like today, the cold and the rain are not high up on the list. Well done, guys. Let's give these guys a round of applause. Have a seat. Brilliant. So, what did Jesus say his friends needed protecting from? He said there were two things, and the words should come up on the screen, I think. Verse 14. Is there another slide? No worries if not. Only means I forgot to do it. He said, the world has hated them. And all that means is, he says, some people hated Jesus. And so some people will hate Jesus' friends. There's an extension of that. That means some people will laugh at Jesus' friends because they were Jesus' friends. Some people would say, we will not be your friends because you're Jesus' friends. And so Jesus says, God, please protect my friends now so that people can be friends with you in the future. The world was going to hate them. Secondly, he said, verse 15, protect them from the evil one. Now that is talking about someone who hated Jesus so much that he didn't want anyone else to be God's friend either. So he just wanted everybody else to start hating God too. He wanted everyone else to put their fingers in their ears and not hear God's words. And so Jesus asks God to protect his friends from him. Now let's just think. Does it sound like it's going to be really, really easy or really quite hard to stay Jesus' friend? What, someone says hard? Right? It's a tough one. It sounds pretty hard. They need protecting. Hard. I think it sounds quite hard. Without Jesus around, they need Jesus protection. Here's a question. Maybe grown-ups were thinking the same. Why didn't Jesus just take them with him? Then they'd be safe, right? He's gathered his friends. No need for protection. Just come with me. But no, we're learning. Jesus asked God to protect his friends then so we can be friends with God now. And that's because his friends had a very, very special job to do. Here it is, verse 18. His friends had a very special job. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Right, now, some jobs are really important, are they? Now, let's see if we know some of these people on the screen, important jobs. Anyone know who that is? Some of the older ones might, yeah. Theresa May, now, gives it away, number 10, there's an important badge there. What does she do? Yeah, shout it out. Prime Minister, yeah. Pretty busy at the moment, I reckon. A very important job right now. She's feeling the strain. Okay, another job. What's that chap doing, do you think? Yeah, a teacher. Is that what you were going to say, Finn? Yeah, teacher. Hands up, you think that's an important job? There are some teachers sat behind you. Well done. Yeah, really important, isn't it? Learning how to do our numeracy and our literacy. Really important. Hands up if we know what this job is. Oh, look at that. What job's that? Just giving chubby cheeks a kiss. What job's that? Someone else. You guys are brilliant. Kissing babies. Yeah, parents. Parenting. Really, really important job, isn't it? We prayed for Chris and Joe. They want help. We all want help. A really, really important job. Hands up if you know how important this job is. Really important. What's he doing? Making chocolate. We need more of them in the world, don't we? We need more chocolate makers. Really important jobs. And some people have to do really important jobs. But Jesus says his friends have got the most important job of all because he's given them God's words and he wants other people to hear God's words too. So they've got to pass it on. He gave them God's words then so that we can be friends with God now. Now, you've listened brilliantly. Let's just have a little one-question quiz at the end to think about this. Did God answer Jesus' prayer? Yes. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah. You're all wavering on that. It's okay. What do you think? Not sure? Yeah. You think yes? Sticking with yes? Anyone maybe? Daniel, you're a yes one. Yes. Anyone think no? Don't know? Unsure?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Brilliant. We're getting the flow of this. Amazingly, we know God did answer Jesus' prayer with a big, fat yes. And do you know how we know? Because we know it. That's right. We know because we know it. Actually, that's not far from it. We know it because we have words from God today. The words that he gave his friends then got written down. Grown-ups, we have them today. And we read them. Words from the Father went to the Son, who went to his friends, and he gave them to us. We're reading them just as they heard them. Means we're getting to know God just as they got to know God. It's why we gave Sophie a Bible. Because we long for that to be the way that Chris and Joe can teach her to know God too. So what does that mean? It means three things. Just as we finish, something for our hearts, something for our heads, and something for our hands. Okay? Should we think about our hearts? Our hearts? I think a really good thing to do is to thank God for answering Jesus' prayer. We use our hearts to thank God for answering Jesus' prayer. What about our heads? There's our heads. We could read God's words too, can't we? We can open them up and have a look. And then we can get to know him. And what about our hands? How about this? We could... Yeah, that was it? We can touch the Bible and give it away. We can pass God's words on, can't we? Just like they did. We can pass them around. Yeah, keep going. You can pass the gift round. So maybe parents, you want to take your children home a bit later on. Why don't you say that? What can we do with our hearts? I keep getting this wrong. Our hearts, our heads, and our hands in response to what we've heard today. But above all, let's remember the fantastic news that because Jesus asked God to protect his friends then, you and I can be friends with God now. You have listened very well. Should we just talk to God and thank him, maybe as we just said? Let's just bow our heads and thank him. You've listened brilliantly, and I'm going to pray. Father, thank you so much that you answered Jesus' prayer and you protected his friends then, that we can be friends with you now. And so we pray that you would help us to thank you more for that protection. We pray you'd help us to delight in reading your word more. And we pray you'd help us to pass it on. Thank you so much that you do speak and you long for more and more to know you too. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You've listened tremendously. Now, we've got an activity, a craft, and a video in the back room for you. Your grown-ups are going to stand again. Before you go, let me just tell your parents what's going to happen, okay? We're going to stand and sing again. If you've got a young person here, we are very happy with noise. There is a creche room for sort of preschoolers just around the corner there. If they want to use a slide and run around a bit, that's absolutely fine. If they're sort of an age they'd like to sit and watch a DVD and have a bit of craft time, we've got two DBS Czech leaders who will take them and be in the back room just there, just through the doors there. And then we're going to have just 10 minutes as adults thinking about some of these truths in a bit more detail. So why don't we all stand? If you've got a young person here and want them to go, take them to the back room. The band will come up and we'll start singing. Well done, guys. Good listening.